USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed legislation to create an independent 9/11 style commission to investigate the January 6th siege on the Capitol in a 252-175 vote on Wednesday. Under the legislation, each party would select five commissioners with expertise in national security and law enforcement to look into the security failures. Representative Bernie Thompson, the Democrat from Mississippi, helped build bipartisan support for the bill. Democrat legislators have introduced a measure to block the sale of $375 million in weapons to Israel, saying the Biden administration should not be rubber-stamping arms transfers to the Israeli government as it bombs the besieged Gaza Strip. On Wednesday, a group led by Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introduced legislation to block the recently announced sale of precision-guided munitions to Israel. China has reacted with fury after the United States sent the USS Curtis Wilbur through waters in the disputed South China Sea near the Paracel Islands. China said it was illegal. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
So what happens when your state capital, clear across the state, and your county have very opposing political views? You move your county to another state. That is the reality in the Pacific Northwest. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A number of counties in Oregon have voted to try to secede from their state and join Idaho. The five rural counties all approved separate measures on Tuesday to require county officials to promote a move to Idaho. The five counties lie east of the Cascade Mountains, with two on the current border with Idaho. A local conservative group that backed the measures says the voters of those counties sent a clear message that they no longer wanted to be under the auspices of a Democrat-controlled state government. Changes to a state's borders would require a bill to pass through that state's legislature, an agreement made between the states whose borders are being altered, and ultimately the plan needs to be ratified by Congress.
Oregon became the 33rd state of the United States on February 14, 1859. 31 years later, Idaho became the 43rd state. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As the mask mandate's inconsistent messaging has left many with more questions than answers, Dr. Scott Atlas, coronavirus advisor to President Trump, tells Fox News, Dr. Fauci and the CDC's guidance has tremendously damaged a fearful public.
Well, I mean, I could say it this way. If you want to look at the data, an unvaccinated child is safer than a vaccinated 85-year-old. And so, I mean, there's a complete disconnect, again, a denial of the science. It's not about the science. Now it's about denying the science and the data. And the science has said for over a year that young children have an extremely low risk of anything serious, and particularly nearly zero risk of death. They really, there's just a distortion here. I think parents need to really think things through, talk with their doctor, and make intelligent decisions, because the experts are really saying almost nonsense at this point.
Last week, the CDC said fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physical distancing, except where required by lawmakers. Microsoft announced it plans to largely retire its Internet Explorer browser. The software giant on Wednesday said its Internet Explorer 11 desktop application, the current version, will no longer be supported starting June 15th of next year for certain versions of the company's Windows software. Microsoft browser push now is centered on Edge. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.